My world is going so fast. My world is going so fast. Yes, my world is going so fast. I was counseling with one of our students, and they're telling me how they're all shook up. They're not so much shook up physically, but they're shook up mentally. And so many things were going through their mind, and so many attitudes were going through their mind, and they just didn't know how to handle it. So I said, stop. Stop for just a minute. Stop and say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Say it again and again and again, but say it lovingly. Say it gently. Say, I am peace. All the confusion of the world just passes by, and I'm sitting here in my peaceful consciousness, in my peaceful self, and I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. No matter what goes on in the world, I can stop a moment and say, I am peace. And when I stop and say, I am peace, then everything seems to fall right into order. Everything seems to say, hey, there's nothing to be frustrated about. There's nothing to be upset about. There's nothing to be concerned about. I am peace. I am peace. And when I say I am peace, I mean it. I breathe deeply and let it all out. I do that 10 times. By the time I'm done breathing 10 times deeply, I am peace. I am so peaceful. I am so happy. I am so content. All the problems that I seemingly was so concerned about, all those problems, they drift into nothingness. And I am peace. I am peace. And I am peace within myself. There is no outer for me. There is only the inner. And the inner says, I am peace all the time. All is in divine order. I am peace. All is happy. I am peace. And when I look at the things that frustrated me, and I do look at them because they're right there in front of me. When I look at those things in front of me that frustrated me, I say, I am peace. And almost instantaneously, all those frustrations fade away into nothingness. All those frustrations cease to be of any concern in my world. And I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Yes. Breathe deeply. Relax. You don't have to know why you're peace. You don't have to know that these things are now no longer concerning you. You just say, I am peace. I am peace. And as you say, I am peace, you are peace. Because that's what's in your consciousness. That's what's in your heart. You said, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. And as you say, I am peace is your mantra, is your call for the day, for the moment, for the hour, for the life. It doesn't matter how long, how short. When you say, I am peace, you're putting a cause in motion for the experience of peace in your life. Now, you're not trying to make it happen because the peace is already there. You're merely recognizing that the peace is already there, that the peace is already true in your world. And all of the concerns that you had only a moment before are gone because you have put that cause in motion. When you're walking down the street and you see a car about to hit another car, and you say, oh my God, what? You are so upset that moment. But when you see two cars that look like they're going to kiss each other, you just say, all is in divine order. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. And as you say, all is in divine order. The cars go on their merry way, never needing to touch, never needing to have any kind of a condition in your life that is not harmonious with you. And that happens only when you take control, only when I take control. And I say to myself, I am peace. And I look around myself and I see everything in balance and harmony. I see everything just so smoothly going along. I see everything just so magnificent. I am so happy. I am peace. Yes, I am peace. Are you ready for a world of peace, a world of harmony, a world of goodness? Are you ready for a lifetime of all that is desirable, all that is peaceful, harmonious, and joyful for yourself? Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, then put that cause in motion. Put that cause in motion, no matter what is going on in the world about you, no matter where countries may be, who might have wars, who might have conflicts, who might have any kind of conditions at all, you just say, all is peace. You just say, all is in divine order. All is peace. You just say, all is peace. And the balance in your heart allows you only to see a balanced, harmonious, peaceful world. Oftentimes I read articles in the National Geographic, and these articles are rather dramatic. They're about problems in the world or conditions in the world. And they make me feel, gosh, that's not the way I want to think about it. And then I immediately go to other articles, and these articles are telling how people are doing something about their thoughts. They see a condition in the world that needs loving, and they go and love it. They may send their money, they may send their person, whatever it is, they go and love it. And they see it done. And they see those people surrounded by the pure white light of love. They surround them with their pure white light of love, and they say to them, you are wonderful, you are peaceful, you are whole and perfect, all is in divine order. Just like we say, we have the finest legislators in the world here in America because we have chosen to create them. And we create them every moment. And any legislators that are not divine and perfect in every way, they just sort of disappear. They fade away. Every problem of our life just fades away when we turn to our peaceful center and we call it forth and we allow it to be in us as us now. Do that for yourself and enjoy it for yourself and know it for yourself. Read only those magazine articles about the divine active everywhere, about people being whole and perfect, about people enjoying life, enjoying the world, enjoying everything that is good. See it now and know that it is done. Because until you see it in your heart that there is peace on earth and it began with you, until you see in your heart that there is abundance and harmony and unconditional love throughout the universe, starting with me, it will not be there. Because it starts first in me, in you, in us. It starts first in our heart. And then the world reflects it back to us, what is in our heart. So know that it is so now. Know that it is true. And know that it is me. And know that it is you. And as you know that, just say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Say it again and again and again, and it is done.